Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host, Matthew Roberts, and this is Season 5, Episode 66 of this Daily Study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials in March the 13th to March the 19th, covering Matthew chapters 11 to 12 and Luke chapter 11. Today we're going to continue our discussion about the Sabbath day from Matthew chapter 12, looking in particular at verses 10 to 13, where the Saviour shows practically how the Sabbath day can work and how we should do good on the Sabbath, even if it would seem like the Pharisees' original view of what they shouldn't do on the Sabbath or what work might be on the Sabbath. So from verse 10 it says, "And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him?" So here the Pharisees have kind of set up this scenario where the Saviour is not trapped, but they're trying to kind of catch him in his words to say either, yes, it is okay, and we'll see why they weren't happy about that answer in a moment. But also for him to say, well, no, it's not okay, then they suggest that, you know, the Saviour is not able to heal or has chosen not to heal someone. So this is kind of one of their potential traps that they're trying to put the Saviour into to accuse him. But in verse 11, he says, "What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days." Not only does he make this teaching, this analogy, by saying, look, on the Sabbath, if there's someone or something that is in trouble, you would help it. This man is in trouble. He needs healing, and he is much better than a sheep. Then in verse 13 he says, "Then saith he unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand, and he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like as the other." So he knew that it was, you know, some sort of ploy to try and get him to say the wrong thing, yet he still had compassion on the man and he healed him. And this just represents to us, you know, how we can do good on the Sabbath, how we ought to do good on the Sabbath, and that the Saviour's example here reminds us that the Sabbath day is to do, not to rest and to, you know, do absolutely nothing, but it is to rest from worldly labours and to focus on the spiritual. There's a great entry in the Gospel Topic section about the Sabbath day, which says a number of things about the Sabbath and how we can make sure we keep it holy. It says, quote, "Church members seek to keep the Sabbath day holy at church and at home. At church, members participate in the sacred ordinance of the sacraments which Jesus Christ instituted at the Last Supper and when he visited the Nephites. At home, members participate in uplifting activities that help them learn the gospel, strengthen faith in Jesus Christ, build family relations, and provide service. By participating in these activities at church and at home, members can establish family traditions that will help nurture multi-generational families who are faithful to the Lord and who call the Sabbath a delight." Close quote. Again, as I mentioned yesterday, the idea that the Sabbath can be a delight and how the focus should be on the positive things that we can do to bless our lives, our families' lives, and those around us should be the focus of the Sabbath day rather than a list of do's and don'ts. To underline that premise as well, there's a section in the Gospel Topics entry on the Sabbath day which says, "What should I do and what should I not do on the Sabbath?" And within that, there is simply a quote by President Russell M. Nelson, who taught in April 2015 in a talk called "The Sabbath is a Delight." You may recognise that talk. It was around a time when, and I remember this very vividly, where the church had a big focus on the Sabbath and making sure that it was holy, and was moved away from any potential lists or specific specific directions about what should and shouldn't take place on the Sabbath, but rather made it a more spiritual practice which was focused between us and the Lord. President Russell M. Nelson said then, quote, "I learned from the scriptures that my conduct and my attitude on the Sabbath constituted a sign between me and my Heavenly Father. With that understanding, I no longer needed a list of do's and don'ts. When I had to make a decision whether or not an activity was appropriate for the Sabbath, I simply asked myself, what sign do I want to give to God? That question made my choices about the Sabbath day crystal clear." Close quote. It isn't about do's and don'ts. It isn't about, things that we absolutely should or things that we absolutely should not do on the Sabbath. We throw some around, like I mentioned a couple yesterday about working on the Sabbath where possible, or not working on the Sabbath where possible, and not going to the shops on the Sabbath, if absolutely, you know, unless it's absolutely necessary. And of course, things that we should do, well, we should absolutely go to church and partake of the sacrament. I suppose that really, partaking of the sacraments is one thing we should absolutely be aiming to do. But outside of that, President Nelson does not specifically give an absolute list of do's and don'ts. And as you said, it's because, number one, you know, it should be a sign between us and God. We are, and this is moving toward the model, which of course we have now in the Strength of Youth booklet, which is focused on rather a list of specific things that should and should not be done, to more a using the Spirit to guide our decisions approach. And keeping the Sabbath is a great example of where we really need to do that, because everyone's contexts are different, everyone's cultures are different. It's just one of those things which we must invite the Saviour into to help us know where we need to be or what direction we need to take in our keeping of this law. But it is a law that we must keep, and it is still something which we are asked about as part of our temple recommend questions, and something which the Lord feels is very important as well. So hopefully we can reflect on that and consider how we can improve our efforts on keeping that Sabbath day holy. So thank you so much for studying with us today. Please do continue listening to the podcast. Join us for our study tomorrow as we continue through Matthew 11 to 12 and Luke 12 as well. And please share the podcast. Actually, it's Luke 11, not Luke 12, but yeah, you know what I mean. Share the podcast and let us know what you're studying, what you think, what we've studied on the Facebook group as well. Thank you very much for your time, and until we meet again.